You may have run into food trucks where people can order burritos or smash burgers or whatever from trucks parked along the road or at events or venues. Depending on where you live or travel, you might see them all the time. But how about a mobile bookstore? In the summer of last year, Sydney Vassell and Aaron Sherwood opened Loom and Lore Bookmobile. The Bookmobile travels the Green Bay area selling books at various events with a focus on romance novels. Aaron, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Sydney, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Sydney, can you share the original inspiration for opening up this mobile bookstore?
Absolutely. So Aaron and I have always been close, and we've always just chatted about kind of our day-to-day lives in general. And we've always had this grand idea that we could kind of get out from under the man, start something for ourselves, be able to uplift our community while still kind of doing something that all of our energy would kind of give us a return for. And so we've always just brainstormed and kind of bounced back and forth different things that we could do to be able to meet that goal. And we also have very complementary skills. So I've been a marketer for my whole career. Erin does project management, so she is very organized and type A, and I'm the more creative type that kind of brainstorms the wild ideas and then needs to be brought back down to earth. And so we knew that we could do something together at some point. And we kind of started seeing different mobile businesses pop up around the country and started brainstorming around that. We loved that it was an option that would be accessible to us now with kind of low overhead, something we could get started quickly and relatively inexpensive. We've both always loved reading and valued literacy in general. And we think that reading and books should be accessible for everyone. And so when we started realizing that our hometown, Green Bay, Wisconsin, had a growing demand for this kind of business and just experiences and connecting with community in general, we started really looking into something like this. And one day during one of our regular FaceTimes where we were talking about all of those good things, we got to talking about all of the above. And one of us kind of threw out a book bus. And we both kind of looked at each other like, haha. And then we both kind of looked at each other like, wait, maybe this is something that we could actually do. And so that's really where the original inspiration came from, just seeing other successful mobile businesses popping up around the country and realizing that there could be an opportunity here for us to do something we really love and could be passionate about.
And Aaron, what does it take to turn an idea and an old bus into a hopefully thriving bookstore?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was quite a journey. This all kind of came to be at the beginning of 2025. We put together a business plan and eventually got to the point where it was like, okay, next step is purchase a bus. So I went out to a little mom and pop resale shop about 45 minutes south of Madison and test drove a bus for the first time. And of course, having never driven a bus, I had no idea what I was really looking for other than, does it operate? So we then, we purchased the bus, and with the help of friends and family, we were able to do all of the renovation, you know, kind of in-house with ourselves involved, which was an incredible experience. I think we both learned so much about that process. And kind of as Sydney had said, she is the creative kind of mind, and she had the vision for what the book bus eventually was going to look like. So we had a lot of fun inspiration to follow along to kind of get that in place. We bought the bus at the end of May of 2025, and we had our official launch party at Badger State Brewing here in Green Bay on August 23rd of 2025. So it was a pretty fast-paced project that we took on, but it has been such an incredible journey, and things have been just rocking and rolling ever since.
There's actually a third name in this partnership I don't want to forget, and that is Millie. Millie, the bus. Tell us about Millie and how that name came to be.
Yeah, great question. We actually have never told this story before. I won't go into too much detail, but long story, very long story short. When we went to actually pick up the bus after Aaron had test driven this one, we'd looked at a couple other buses that we could potentially see ourselves in. And then we kind of decided this was the one we were ready to buy. And we went to actually pick up the bus from Chicago. And when that happened, we also had had another mutual friend kind of doing some work on the bus for us, helping to gut it, because we had no idea what we were doing when it came to actual like metal work. And so we had a friend that was thankfully able to gut the bus for us before we picked it up. And so when we went to pick it up after the gutting had been done and the bus had already been driven before, we essentially started driving and got immediately a dash alert that said that the engine was overheating. And so Chicago's 3 hours away from Green Bay, where the bus ultimately would live and be built out the rest of the way. And so we were stranded in Chicago with an overheating bus that neither of us really knew anything about. And yeah, so when we got stranded in Chicago, we started, of course, looking around for different mechanics, anyone that was able to help us. I think, Aaron, was it a Sunday that we were doing this?
So it was a Monday. It was a Monday morning. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a Monday. And this was obviously very short notice. So we needed to find a mechanic that was able to work on buses on a Monday, if possible. And we did find our bus savior, and his name was Milton, the mechanic. Ah. And so we translated that into a bit of a more feminine name that would fit the vibe of the bus and the brand. And Millie, it was.
All right, now, Aaron, I think people are pretty used to, in many communities, even smaller and smaller communities, buying food, right, from that food truck. What was their reaction when you showed up in Green Bay and the surrounding areas with a book truck? Are people into this idea?
Oh, absolutely. It is one of the most fun experiences that I've ever had in my life, getting to see people's reactions when they walk onto the bus for the first time. Ever since we launched in August, up until, you know, this past weekend when I was out with Millie, we're still having people who are discovering us for the first time and seeing people's faces when they're walking onto what looks like a school bus from the outside, but is actually a cute, vibey bookstore on the inside. The reactions from people have just been phenomenal. People are really excited about the idea, and it's just been cool to kind of spread that all around Northeast Wisconsin.
Sydney, I got to ask, I'm in my studio here. We've got a bunch of books on shelves, and I figure Vilas Hall took a sharp right. They're all going to come flying off. I assume people ask this, right? How do you make a stable platform for books that don't fly all over when you go from place to place?
Yes, this is definitely our topmost asked question. Aaron has told me that probably every other person that boards the bus asks about this. And the answer is tension rods. So before we start driving, we put up tension rods in every single shelf. And then when we get to our destination for the event that we're doing, we are able to just pop those out, put them in a drawer, and hide them away until the next drive. So yeah, it was a couple of different, you know, test and learn moments with figuring out what we would do about that. But the tension rods work out perfectly.
Yep, there's definitely casualties here and there a little bit, but it's not a foolproof.
We're talking to the co-owners of the Loom and Laura Bookmobile in Green Bay, Aaron Sherwood and Sydney Vassell. Aaron, let's get into content. You don't have a vast warehouse of books here, so you got to focus somehow. What did you narrow down your specialties in your mobile bookstore to?
Yeah, of course. So we call ourselves romance only-ish. We definitely focus more on romance, romantic fantasy, that kind of thing. But we do try to carry a little bit for everybody. So we have romance, fantasy, we've got some thrillers, popular fiction. We have a small section of young adult novels for people who might not be quite into the romance yet. We've got a little section of nonfiction. And we also added in a little free library shelf with children's books. So when children come on the bus with their parents, they can sit there on the wheel well and pick out a book to take home with them while their parents shop, which has been really fun.
And Sydney, you're focusing, and just looking on your website, focusing on independent authors as much as you can, local authors. How are you reaching out to find those authors who might get a copy or two on the bus?
Yes, we love to prioritize, you know, diverse voices and make sure that everyone who comes onto the bus feels seen and feels represented. And actually, we've been very lucky in that many local authors or authors that write romance or romance subgenres have actually reached out to us and requested that we carry their books. Or we've had people who follow us and are, you know, regular customers of the bus suggest different authors to us. And so those have been, I would say, the primary ways that we've gone about that. And then our book wholesaler that we work with also has some great titles available. And we do try to prioritize those books that people might not be able to find in like a big box book retailer type of situation, or even on online ordering platforms for books. So yeah, we've been really lucky in that way. But I would say mostly word of mouth for identifying authors to carry on the bus.
Sydney, I've been hearing for years how ebooks are going to put physical books out of business, A, and B, nobody wants to read anymore. Americans don't read books anymore. You're out in the streets. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I would say that could not be further from the truth. Something that we've really found is that our community in Green Bay, at least, and the surrounding areas really are so willing to support local business, especially women-owned business. The community of small business in Green Bay that we've been able to partner with has been amazing. So I do think that there's something to be said for supporting small business in your local community, and people really seem to be gravitating toward that. And as far as people potentially dropping back on reading a little bit, I would say, especially after the pandemic, people really needed a way to maybe escape, maybe find something joyful in their day. And people, I think, have really started to lean into reading as a form of that, especially romance. We've just seen the romance genre blow up over the past few years. There have been some authors that have put out some really amazing titles and stories. And I would say that we've seen a huge boom around romance reading specifically. Aaron and I both are good testaments to that. So yeah, I would say that there's a huge opportunity out there for readers and for booksellers, and that people are really gravitating toward this right now.
Well, Aaron, if you're willing, let's name some names. Can you give some of the romance authors that either the two of you are into or that you are seeing a lot of demand for from your customers?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, the romantic fantasy genre is absolutely just blowing up. A lot of people will be familiar with the A Court of Thorns and Roses series by Sarah J. Maas. That is one of our most sought after titles, absolutely. Along with some others, we've got Callie Hart with the Quicksilver series. That one has been phenomenal. Rebecca Yaros with the Fourth Wing series. Those are all a little bit kind of on the fantasy romance side. On the contemporary romance side, we have a lot of people asking for Abby Jimenez, which is an author who she's based out of Minneapolis. We've got Emily Henry, who has been putting out just amazing books that are a lot of them actually going to be book to movie adaptations, which is kind of fun. Beyond that, we have a lot of people looking at the thriller section. Freida McFadden is a huge one, as well as Kristen Hanna with some historical fiction. On top of those kind of big names, we also are, we have found a niche in our area with a couple of local authors. One of their pen names is Mae Marvel. It is a local couple who writes together. They write romance together, Annie Mayer and Ruthie Knox. They both write separately and then also together as Mae Marvel. And we have found that their books, we can't keep them on our shelves. It's been so fun to partner with a local author like that and see their books do so well on our shelves.
I'm going to give you a quick fill in the blank exercise. If I weren't busy doing something else, I would be reading blank right now. Sydney, let's start with you. What are you filling that blank with?
So in full transparency, I'm the ish part of romance ish. So really, I'm starting to get into romance so much. I've very much been enjoying this romance journey, but traditionally at heart, I'm more of a thriller kind of gal, and I would say anything by Stephen King.
All right. And then how about you, Aaron?
I think for me, I'm going to go with the book Everyone I Kiss Since You Got Famous, which is actually by Mae Marvel. It's set here in Green Bay, and it is just a lovely, cute little rom-com story that just allows you kind of escape the day-to-day, you know, that we're dealing with in the world. And it's fun to see something kind of nestled into my hometown in that way. So that would be my recommendation for sure.
And we'll leave it there. Erin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us. This was great.
And Sydney, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. This has been amazing. Appreciate you all.
Erin Sherwood and Sydney Vassell own Loom and Lore Bookmobile in Green Bay. We're talking about their mobile bookstore in its first year on the road in the Green Bay area.